This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating history and physical examination on Carolyn Culver, C-U-L-V-E-R, Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Date of birth is 9/9/1952. Date of service is 6/13/2024. Ms. Culver is a very pleasant 71-year-old female with history of iron deficiency anemia, thrombocytopenia, history of MS, who presented to the emergency room after she had a trauma. She sustained was in a motor vehicle accident. Patient said that she was attempting to pull her car into a car wash when she accidentally pressed on the gas pedal rather than the brake and subsequently hit a wall. She stated that the airbags did deploy. She did not lose consciousness. She had pain in her bilateral lower legs / ankles since the injury. She denied any complaints of being dizzy, lightheaded, denied any chest pain, denied any shortness of breath, denied any palpitations, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea. She was seen in the emergency room. She had x-rays done. We did show right proximal tibia fracture along with a left bimalleolar fracture. Orthopedic surgery was consulted. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Patient was seen by ortho. She was taken to the OR and had ORIF of the tibial plateau fracture and a close reduction with external fixation application of the left ankle and open reduction of the right tibial plateau fracture with an internal fixation. Patient had close reduction and revision of the external fixator on the left tibia. She was non-weight bearing, bilateral extremities. Should have definitive fixation with Dr. Swords after follow-up with him in the clinic. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. PMNR was also consulted, but in the setting of long-term non-weight bearing, that a subacute rehab would be best for her. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Brighton for further management. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, she denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She is non-weight-bearing on both her legs. No other complaints. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for multiple sclerosis, thrombocytopenia, and iron deficiency anemia. Past surgical history, abdominal hysterectomy. Social history. She used to smoke, quit about 30 years ago, alcohol none. Allergies to amantadine. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. respiratory system, didn't have any cough, didn't have any shortness of breath, didn't have any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no abdominal pain, didn't have any nausea, no vomiting, didn't have any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, didn't have any urinary, no complaints, neurological, she didn't have any history of TIA or CVA, she does have history of multiple sclerosis. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis, history of recent MVA with bilateral lower extremity pain. Treatment plan, physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, people's weight was round only active to light, extra movement were intact, neck was supple, no JVT, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, mild swelling, both lower extremities, external fixation device present, impression, number one, MVA, number two, number one, impression, number one, MVA, number two, pain in the left ankle and left foot, fracture of the proximal end of the left tibia, bimalleolar fracture of the left ankle, anemia, iron deficiency, next, thrombocytopenia, next, history of multiple sclerosis, next, osteoporosis, treatment plan. Discuss with patient about her symptoms, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, she is non-weight bearing on both her legs, she will follow up with her orthopedic surgeon, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Ms. Ross is a very pleasant 66-year-old female. Next patient is Catherine Ross, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Ross, R-O-S-S, date of birth is 12-22-1957. Date of service is 6-10-2024. Ms. Ross is a very pleasant 66-year-old female with history of congestive heart failure, with preserved ejection fraction, history of asthma / COPD, history of anemia, chronic hypoxic respiratory failure, history of sleep apnea, history of fibromyalgia, overactive bladder, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, and rheumatoid arthritis. Was admitted to the hospital, acute worsening left-sided back pain. She had a CT scan of the spine, showed progression of severe degenerative disc disease at T12L1 with bulky posterior osteophyte, resulting severe stenosis at this level. CT myelogram also showed severe spinal canal stenosis and its spinal cord compression of the posterior L1 vertebral body. Patient was seen by neurosurgery. Recommendations were to hold aspirin and other antiplatelet agents pending further workup. Patient was continued on pain medications as well as Lyrica and Lidoderm and Oxycodone. She did complete a 5-day course of prednisone. She was also given Toradol. Physical medicine and rehab were consulted. Recommendations were to schedule the Cymbalta, schedule Lyrica and Lidocaine passages, and discontinuation of Robaxin and starting tizanidine. Patient was otherwise doing better. She also had CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, showing moderate size pericardial effusion, increased from before. The echocardiogram from before showed a moderate circumferential pericardial effusion, no tamponade. Patient does follow the TA for her chronic pericardial effusion. Patient was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complain of pain in her back. She denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath, there is any palpitations, no nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Patient was recommended a steroid injection as an outpatient. Patient was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she has been feeling well other than complaints of pain. That's medical history. That's medical history has been significant for congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, chronic pericardial effusion, asthma / COPD, chronic hypoxic respiratory failure, 1-2 liters of oxygen, history of sleep apnea, chronic hypoxic respiratory failure, history of fibromyalgia, overactive bladder, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, and rheumatoid arthritis, and spinal stenosis. Treatment plan. That's surgical history. Her surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, back surgery, carpal tunnel release, cervical fusion, cesarean section, lumbar disc surgery, and bilateral total knee replacement. Allergies to Keflex, penicillin, Telfa. Social history. Smoking. She is a former smoker with one pack of cigarettes a day for a long time. She did quit in January of 2020. Alcohol, none. She does take marijuana / cannabis. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI. She does have history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, also history of chronic pericardial effusion, hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she does have history of asthma / COPD, does complaints of shortness of breath, history of chronic hypoxic respiratory failure on home oxygen. She also has a history of sleep apnea, not uses CPAP. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. neurological, she has any history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or leg. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HE and T examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Hardison S2 was audible. Lungs scattered bronchi bilaterally, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Congestive heart failure, number two, COPD / asthma, number three, chronic pericardial effusion, next, chronic hypoxic respiratory failure on oxygen, next, sleep apnea, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, cerebrospinal stenosis, next, fibromyalgia, next, rheumatoid arthritis, next, hypothyroidism, next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, encourage her to eat better, drink enough fluid, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.